What's it like preparing for an unfamiliar opponent compared to, you know, guys you know? How different is it?
I mean, it's different because you don't know him. You have to kind of go back and study personnel a lot more, coaching scheme a lot more. You're not really familiar with them, so it's definitely different. And you should have to put your time and effort in getting to know this team because you don't see them that often.
Schematically, do they remind you a lot of the Seahawks since Bradley came from Seattle?
I mean, there's similarities with the Seahawks scheme, but there's different players, and you know, Bradley's going to bring his own touch to the schematics of it. So, you know, we'll see what they do on Sunday, but it's definitely kind of similar. Because he constantly tries to improve himself every day. He comes in early and he's putting in his work, takes care of his body. His life revolves around his family and football. So that's what you want out of your leader, and he does that. That's good to have him there.
He's got a chance to throw his 400th career touchdown pass. Would you like to catch that?
I just want to win. So that'd be cool, but, you know, let's just win.
When a lot of guys talk about Rob Gronkowski, and obviously, you know, he catches touchdowns, he's a big kind of goofy guy. But what is he like as a leader on this team? And is that something that maybe people don't know as much about him?
Rob leads by example. He goes out and he works hard every day. He practices hard. He's always got, you know, a smile on his face. He's always a goofball, which brings that you need that in the locker room sometimes, especially in a high-stress environment. You know, football is pretty much 24/7, and when you got Gronk around here and he's being Gronk, it lightens the day up. So, you know, he has his own little ways. He's definitely come into his own as a leader, and it's cool to see him be that.
Any ways you'd like to share with us that are okay to share?
Okay, we'll keep that behind the doors.
Julian, Bill said you guys have yet to play 60 minutes in either of the games. Has that message been emphasized this week?
Well, we played 60 minutes. We just haven't played it well. For a whole 60 minutes, and that's kind of one of our team goals.
Sorry.
That's one of our team goals. It's, you know, start fast and be able to finish. And in order to do that, we have to, you know, stick to our fundamentals, be focused, and be consistent. So that's always a goal for the week is to be able to start fast and finish.
How do you constantly try to improve as a receiver? Kind of harping back to the Brady question, but the same thing, showing up early, studying the opponent.
No, I mean, you're going to put your work in, but you're constantly improving by, you know, seeing all the things that you didn't do well in the game and trying to fix those. And, you know, our coaches do a good job of highlighting those plays and showing us those plays, and it's on the player to go out and try to work on it in practice and in drills and to make it a better part of your game. So that's how you try to go out and improve, I guess.
Does having an imperfect performance
push you a little bit harder for that next week?
Thanks, bud. Not everything, you know, getting better each week pushes you down.